KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
Well, the girls' state basketball championships underway yesterday in Des Moines, and in first-round action in Class 1A, Bedford, a winner over Arvivas. Kayla Lindenmeyer made two free throws for Bedford just at the right time as the Bulldogs missed six in a row from the foul line in the fourth quarter before Lindenmeyer dropped in a couple with 31.3 seconds left to give her third-ranked Bedford Bulldogs the cushion they needed to beat sixth-ranked Arvivas 55-54. Kayla Raymond led Bedford with 20 points and 13 rebounds as Bedford takes a 25-1 record into the semifinals Wednesday night. Lamar's Galen Catholic broke open the game in the second quarter as the ninth-ranked Jays beat number 2 North Butler 52-34 in the first round. Steph Rowe scored 16 points and had 11 rebounds to lead Galen in their first-ever state tournament game. Also in first-round Class 1A action yesterday, West Sioux beat Linville Sully 54-43, and North Mahaska topping North Tama by a final of 47-35. Those winners all to the semis in 2A in Class 1A. In 2A first-rounders last night, Western Christian won the rubber match with Esterville Lincoln Central 47-45 as Kim Crozy scored on a putback with 4.9 seconds left to break the game's last tie, and fifth-ranked Western Christian beat number 6 Esterville Lincoln Central to advance. Also, Jessie Pauley helped to save her top-ranked team from what could have been a stunning upset. Pauley scored 17 of her 28 points in the second half as Otibolt Arthur BCIG rallied to beat unrated West Marshall 48-41 in a Class 2A first-round matchup. The other 2A first-round games are this morning at 10 o'clock. Number 15-ranked Pella Christian plays second-rated West Hancock, and at 11:45, 14th-rated Bellevue will face number 3 IKM Manning. Then later on today in Class 3A first-rounders at 1:30, 6th-rated Dubuque Wallert faces number 3 Bishop Heelan Catholic. At 5 o'clock tonight, number 9 Bondurant Farrar plays second-rated MOC Floyd Valley. At 6:45, it's number 5 Glenwood facing 4th-rated Davenport Assumption, and at 8:30 tonight, Ballard will battle top-rated Benton Community all in Des Moines. Last night in boys' sub-state final basketball in Class 3A, Bishop Heelan was red hot both from the arc and from the floor in general as the Crusaders beat Harlan 70-64 in a 3A sub-state final. Paul Jacobson had 20 points in the ballgame. He was 6 of 7 from the three-point line, helping Heelan shoot 11 of 17 from the three-point arc. That's 65%. They were 26 of 42, 62% from the floor in general, as Heelan Catholic back to the state tournament. The three-time defending champions now have an opportunity to become the first team in high school basketball boys' history to win 4 consecutive state championships. Also in 3A sub-state finals last night, ADM defeated Dallas Center Grimes 61-48. It was Davenport Assumption over Solon 59-40, Western Dubuque over Vinton Shelsburg 55-41, Grinnell beat Iowa Falls Alden 59-39, MLC Floyd Valley beat Storm Lake 76-52, Mount Pleasant over Centerville 72-40, and Waverly Shell Rock a 44-38 winner over Waukon. In Tuesday, Class 4A finals, those final sub-state finals ready to go tonight at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. It'll be Sioux City East facing off against Lewis Central. Also tonight, Ankeny plays Des Moines Roosevelt, Dubuque Senior faces North Scott, Des Moines Hoover plays Waukee. Cedar Falls will battle Cedar Rapids Jefferson, Iowa City West faces Bettendorf, Linmar plays Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and West Des Moines Valley will face Johnston. Those winners all advance to the 4A state basketball tournament. Iowa's Matt Gatens is the Big Ten's co-player of the week, the first such honor for the senior from Iowa City. Gatens scored a career-high 33 points in last Thursday's win over Wisconsin. Gatens then scored 22 points in a loss at Illinois on Sunday, his fourth straight game with at least 20 points. Gatens, who shares the player of the week honor with Purdue's Robbie Hummel, is the first Iowa player to earn the award since Jake Kelly in March of 2009. The Hawkeyes will close out their road schedule at Nebraska on Wednesday. Well, it isn't easy to overlook Iowa State guard Scott Christofferson anymore. Christofferson, a 6'3" senior from La Crosse, Wisconsin, scored a season-high 29 points to lead Iowa State over host Kansas State Saturday. That victory might have clinched the program's first NCAA tournament berth in 7 years. Christofferson makes 47.9% of his three-pointers. That's the best in the Big 12. He's hit 22 of his last 34 attempts. He's also second in the Big 12 in free-throw shooting at 89.7%. Christofferson and the Cyclones will play at number 7 Missouri on Wednesday, and they'll finish the regular season at home against number 9 Baylor on Saturday. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, third-rated Kansas over Oklahoma State 70-58, ninth-rated Baylor beat Texas Tech 77-48, and number 11 Georgetown topping number 20 Notre Dame 59-41. Also, National Hockey League play last night. The New York Rangers beat New Jersey 2-0. Nashville over Los Angeles 2-1. Edmonton 5-3 over Winnipeg. Colorado beat Anaheim 4-1. St. Louis a 3-1 winner over Calgary. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, a wild week of racing at Daytona was capped off by a memorable night in the first race of the Sprint Cup season. Matt Kenseth led at the final restart and held off Dale Earnhardt Jr. to win the Daytona 500. Greg Biffle finished third, followed by Denny Hamlin and Jeff Burton. It was quite a season-opening race that featured 10 cautions and a red flag that stopped the race for more than 2 hours with 40 laps remaining. Five-time Sprint Cup champ Jimmy Johnson and Danica Patrick were involved in a multi-car wreck on the second lap, bringing out the first caution flag of the night. Patrick was able to continue following repairs that cost her more than 60 laps. Johnson did not return, while Patrick finished in 38th place. The ninth caution came out with 13 laps to go as Carl Edwards, Jamie McMurray, and Brad Keselowski were involved in a multi-car collision with Casey Kane and Tony Stewart. Stewart was able to continue the race, only to be clipped in another wreck with 4 laps remaining. The last collision caused a 2-lap restart to decide the race. That race was red flagged when Juan Pablo Montoya lost control of his car and slammed into one of the jet dryers that was brought out during the 7th caution. The truck and the track were engulfed in flames as fuel poured onto the track, halting the race at lap number 160. Montoya was able to get out of his car without any help, and the driver of the truck also was not seriously injured. 13 drivers held the lead at some point by the time the race was stopped. One of the 13 was Jeff Gordon, who had to leave the race after 78 laps due to a blown engine. Martin Truex Jr. came away with a $200,000 bonus as he led at the midway point. It's the first time the race has been held on a Monday as rain caused the event to be pushed back a day and a half. The Daytona 500 ended about 36 hours after the scheduled start of the race. Originally scheduled for Sunday, it started Monday but ended on Tuesday. A former Texas offensive coordinator, Greg Davis, has found a new home at Iowa after a year out of the game. The Hawkeye coach, Kirk Ferentz, announced Monday that Davis will be his new offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. Davis replaces Ken O'Keefe, who left the Hawkeyes after 13 seasons to become the wide receivers coach with the Miami Dolphins. The 60-year-old Davis has spent 33 years as a college coach, including a stint as the head coach at Tulane from 1988 to 91. But he's perhaps best known for the 13 years he spent working for Texas coach Mack Brown. Davis resigned shortly after the 2010 season when the Longhorns finished 5-7. Through his stint with the Longhorns, although it ended poorly, the program boasted some of his best offenses under Davis. He coached the likes of Heisman Trophy winner Ricky Williams and quarterbacks Vince Young and Colt McCoy, both Heisman finalists, and he had 5 players earn Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year honors. Texas won a couple of Big 12 championships and was the 2005 BCS champion with Davis on its staff. And Davis was named the Frank Broyles Assistant Coach of the Year after the Longhorns beat USC for the national title. Davis graduated from McNeese State in 1973, and after a short coaching stint in high school ball in Texas, he became the quarterback's coach at Texas A&M. Davis also made stops at Arkansas, Georgia, and North Carolina before landing in Austin with Brown. The hiring of Brown concludes a rather chaotic, includes a rather chaotic offseason for the Iowa coaching staff, which saw by far its most upheaval in 13 years under Ferentz. The Hawkeyes promoted defensive backs coach Phil Parker to replace retired defensive coordinator Norm Parker. They moved offensive line coach Reese Morgan to the defensive line and hired Brian Ferentz, Kirk's son, away from the New England Patriots to coach the offensive linemen. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.